Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the most satisfying drum and bass moves you can make in Ableton Live 12. Taking an old-school shuffle, giving it that broken, jungle-style swing, and resampling it without killing your headroom. Because that's the trap, right? You build a drum loop that feels huge in solo, but by the time you add bass, pads, and mix processing, the whole thing is already choking the master. Today we're doing it smarter. We're going to make the groove feel energetic, gritty, and alive, while keeping the levels controlled enough that your low end still has room to breathe. Let's start with the tempo. For classic DNB, set your project somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it a little looser and more jungle flavored, you can drop it into the 160s. Either way, we want that fast-moving rhythm, but not a rigid, over-quantized feel. Create a MIDI track and load drum rack. From there, build your drum palette from a break-based mindset. You can use a full break loop, chopped hits, or a combination of kick, snare, hats, and little ghost notes. If you have an amen, think break or some funky drummer-style sample, perfect. If not, any short break with a strong transient shape will do. Now here's a really important teacher note. Think in layers of impact, not just volume. A drum loop can feel louder because of the way the transients hit, the density in the mids, and the timing contrast between notes. So don't assume that making it louder is the same thing as making it better. We want it to feel big, but stay under control. Drop your break into simpler, either in classic mode or slice mode. If you want a clean workflow, use slice to new MIDI track and let Live chop the break by transients or by 1/16s. That gives you separate control over each hit, which is perfect for old-school drum programming. Now you can decide exactly where the kicks land, where the ghost snares sit, and how much shuffle you want in the hats and percussion. For a starting pattern, keep the snare firmly on 2 and 4, then add a few ghost notes around those main hits. Place kicks in a way that supports the break instead of flattening it into straight 4 on the floor energy. Let the hats and little slices create the motion between the main accents. The goal is that broken rhythm movement that feels like it's dancing around the grid, not sitting exactly on top of it. This is where the groove really comes alive. Open the groove pool in Live 12 and apply a swing or shuffle feel to the hats, ghost notes, or even the whole drum clip if it's too stiff. A good place to start is around the mid-50s to upper 50s in feel. Don't overdo it. If you swing the kicks and snares too hard, the backbeat can lose impact and the whole groove starts to feel lazy instead of bouncy. Usually, the smartest move is to keep the main hits more grounded and let the hats, percussion, and ghost notes carry the shuffle. Now let's talk about the part that saves your mix later, headroom. Before you resample anything, route your drums into a drum group and build a control stage on that group. This is where you shape the loop before it gets printed. Start with utility so you can trim the gain if needed. Then add EQ8 for cleanup, maybe a gentle high pass if there's useless sub-rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz, or a small dip if there's harsh buildup in the upper mids. After that, try drum bus. Keep it subtle. A little drive can make the loop feel more cohesive and more forward, but don't slam it. If the break is already gritty, you may barely need any crunch at all. Then use glue compressor for just a touch of glue, maybe only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to squash the life out of it. We're just tightening the whole thing so it prints nicely. A limiter at the end is fine as a safety net, but it should be catching unexpected spikes, not doing all the heavy lifting. Here's the mindset shift that matters. If the loop only sounds right when the master is being pushed, fix the source chain first. Resampling should capture a finished groove, not rescue a broken one. Once your drum bus feels good, it's time to print. You have two main options. The easiest is to create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 4 or 8 bars of your groove. That captures exactly what you're hearing through the master chain. If you want a cleaner capture that avoids the full master path, you can route from the drum group or use a post-mixer-style print path instead. Before you commit, watch your meters. A really good target is to keep the drum groove peaking around -6 to -3 dBFS. That gives you room for the bass later, which is crucial in DNB. If you're clipping before the print, don't fight it after the fact. Pull down the utility gain, ease off the drum bus drive, reduce compressor output, or back off the limiter. Protect the headroom now so you don't have to rebuild the mix later. After recording, bring the printed audio into arrangement view and zoom in. Clean up the edges. Trim the clip start and end tightly, so you're not wasting space or leaving clicks at the boundaries. If the loop needs a little correction, align it to the grid. If there are chopped edits, use short fades or crossfades so everything stays smooth. This is also where you can make the loop feel more human. Duplicate the resampled loop across 4 or 8 bars, then make tiny edits. Remove one kick here, shift a hat slightly there, or drop in a little fill at the end of the phrase. Microedits are huge in this style. You do not need to rewrite the whole pattern every time. Sometimes moving one hat a few milliseconds or deleting one last 16th before the downbeat is enough to make the whole groove breathe differently. And now the really fun part. Treat the resampled loop like a new sound source. Slice the audio into a new drum rack. Reverse a slice for a fill. Pitch down a ghost snare if you want extra weight. Pull out a short section and use it as an intro texture. You can also process the printed loop further with a Q8, saturator, auto filter, even a little redux if you want a darker, more crushed character. Just remember the rule from earlier. Leave transient room if you know you're going to process it again. Don't print the loop so hot that every later move just turns it into mush. If you want more width, be smart about it. Keep the kick and snare centered. Let hats, percussion, and texture layers spread out a bit if needed. A lot of producers make the mistake of making the whole drum loop wide, and then the mix feels unstable fast. Width should support the groove, not burr the core punch. Now, the bass. This is where people often lose the battle. If your drums are too loud, your sub and Reese won't have anywhere to sit. So keep the drum bus disciplined, and when you bring in the bass, check the relationship right away. Use utility on the bass if you need to manage level. Keep the sub mono and stable. If the drums are busy, make the bass a little simpler so the rhythm can still breathe. In old school DNB, the shuffle often lives in the upper part of the drum loop, while the bass holds the foundation. That contrast is what makes the track feel powerful. For arrangement, don't just loop the same 8 bars forever. Build movement. Start with a filtered intro, then bring in the main shuffled loop for the drop. Add variation after a few bars. Strip things back for a breakdown. Bring in a more chopped or dirtier resample for the second drop. You can even create different print passes, one clean version, one mid version with a bit more compression, and one dirty version for fills and transitions. That gives you energy shifts without needing a ton of extra sounds. A few pro moves make this style hit even harder. Try a shadow layer underneath the main break, a heavily low-passed, quietly blended duplicate of the resampled loop. That adds thickness and motion without cluttering the main groove. Or build transition material from a one-bar resample. Reverse it, stretch it a bit, chop the first transient off, and suddenly you've got a transition that feels connected to the drums instead of sounding like a random effect. And remember, the groove doesn't have to be constantly busy to feel strong. Sometimes the heaviest move is subtraction. Pull out the kick for half a bar. Mute the hats for a beat. Strip the loop down to ghost notes right before the drop. Negative space makes the return hit harder. Let's do a quick recap. Set up your break in drum rock or simpler. Add shuffle carefully, mostly to hats, ghost notes, and percussion. Control the peaks with utility, EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and a limiter if needed. Print the groove at healthy levels, not hot ones. Trim and clean the resampled audio. Then use that print as a creative source for slicing, fills, transitions, and arrangement changes. All the while, protect your headroom so the bass can hit properly. The big idea is this. Don't just make the drums sound hard. Make them print well too. That's how you get authentic old-school DNB energy and still leave your mix room to breathe. For a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar shuffled drum loop at 174 BPM, resample it, then make 3 versions, a clean main loop, a slightly varied version, and a dirtier filler transition version. Keep the peaks controlled, and then test the loop with a bass line and a simple pad. If it still feels energetic without forcing the master to work too hard, you've nailed it. All right, that's the move. In the next one, we can take this even further with a specific Amen Break workflow or a full Ableton Live 12 template for jungle-style resampling.